God's wisdom and wealth. Nevertheless, our help often gives out before we achieve them. We do lengthen our lives and improve our minds. In the future, we will need to change our bodies and brains. To that end, we first must consider how normal Darwinian evolution brought us to where we are. Then we must imagine ways in which future replacements for worn body parts might solve most problems of failing health. We must then invent strategies to augment our brains to gain greater wisdom. Eventually, we will entirely replace our brains using nanotechnology. Once delivered from the limitations of biology, we will be able to decide the length of our life with the option of immortality and choose among other unimagined capabilities as well. In such a future, attaining wealth will not be a problem. The trouble will be in controlling it. Obviously, such changes are difficult to envision, and many thinkers still argue that these advances are impossible, particularly in the domain of artificial intelligence. But the sciences needed to enact this transition are already in the making, and it is time to consider what this new world will be like. This is future primitive, the final step into singularity.